in the Reformed Church by the debt. They came down and they wanted to take it away from both the Roman Church and the mythology. Then you move over to the settlers in New York, and they really, the settlers in New York were the ones who really started giving us the whole concept of Santa Claus, and it wasn't until the 19th century that some more development in what the figure that you and I know as Santa Claus really developed. What I want to do is deal with some things here in a contrast of what has happened historically. On this side, if you want to look at it, this side we're going to take a look at Santa, and over here we're going to take a look at Jesus Christ. And note some of the things that relate to the two, and how a great deal has been brought into the celebration of Christmas to where most people today are not even conscious of this side. Most people today have been taken away from this side. But I want to do a few things tonight in regard to our communion. First of all, in regard to Santa, and what we're going to do here, and parentheses. Now, I'm a romantic and a traditionalist, and this is not designed to ruin your Christmas. Don't go home and take down all your Santa Clauses and all the rest of it. But I'm going to deal with this as the Satan figure, and because the things that relate to Santa Claus are directly related to the message that Satan gives to us. Now, don't go off and tell your children, well, we can't go visit Santa Claus and all this, as long as you've already taught them the truth of all of these things to begin with. You should have taught them that anyway. But I want us to understand what has happened historically in a lot of these things. So I put down several things here. One, under the Satan or Santa Claus concept, we receive gifts based on individual merit. We receive gifts based on individual merit, where with Jesus Christ, we receive freely based on the merit of Christ. So here, this is based on your merit. This is based on who and what you are. Over here, it is based on the merit of Jesus Christ. Secondly, you receive gifts over here in what we would understand as by your works. By your works. Whether you're good or bad, and someone's keeping an eye on you, and so over